journalists, we're told constantly to get ourselves noticed. Now, popularity on Twitter is the holy grail, and name recognition is a top priority. There's no doubt that standing out amid all of the noise is important, but what are the risks of building a personal brand? Hello, you're listening to the Ryerson Review of Journals and Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Edwards. Today we'll be speaking with Kristen Chamberlain about her story on establishing your own personal brand as a journalist. So first of all, why is brand building such a big deal?
When we go to the grocery store, let's say we're looking for laundry detergent, the first one you might grab is Tide, because we know that Tide will deliver good results. And in personal branding and journalism, it's the same notion that when an editor wants a story, perhaps on sports or fashion, they know a name of a person that they can go to deliver the goods and deliver a great story. And that's kind of how you become a brand, is carving your name out for yourself in a specific field. And I think that's why writers get, you know, kind of caught up in it, because they want to be that first person that an editor goes to when they want a good story.
Although Kristen says that a personal brand can mean more money and more fame, there's a downside to it as well.
The cons of it would be just, as I mentioned, your motives behind your writing change. Maybe you're not just doing it for the love of writing anymore. And you can get pigeonholed, which a couple of my writers ran into that I interviewed. Let's say you've been writing fashion articles for 15 years and all of a sudden you want to become a financial guru, and breaking out is very hard to do.
Building a reputation takes years, and confining yourself to a specific brand isn't always the best idea.
A career does not happen overnight, and sometimes personal branding leads to a burnt out writer, you know, that has maybe a great career for 5-10 years maybe, and then burns out.
Check out the whole story in the summer 2011 issue of the Ryerson Review of Journalism to hear more about the wisdom behind branding. Thanks for listening.
I think a journalism career is something that should happen slowly and over time, and worrying too much about becoming a brand, especially as a young writer, is just shouldn't be one of your main goals.